Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Rewarding Obedience. This file is for you, your feelings, your unconscious and conscious reactions to submission and obedience in the way that you feel it. It's not very surprising for some of us that being obedient can be very rewarding. It's nice to let go of obligations and all those responsibilities in the world, to simply allow yourself to submit and enjoy the moment for what it is. It takes courage, strength to allow yourself to submit. It is very beautiful and impressive when you do. Now, before I put you too deep in trance to even think, I'd like to invite you to submit yourself for a moment to the simple sentences and structures that I lay before you. A safe haven, a place for your head to rest and your mind to settle. Obedient. Submission. You're allowed to feel however you feel. Sometimes you may just want to please, to be good, to show that you can do it, even if it's difficult. Or maybe you need a little kick, a little push to get moving or to finally start that activity that you've been putting off a little bit. I know you can do it, and I know you will. Just in time to get the praise afterwards that you deserve. But before we can get to aftercare, to the sweet reward of being good and obedient, you also have to embrace that part of yourself. You can, if you like, accept those moments of blissful submission, where you feel that you can allow someone else to be in charge for a little while so that they can make the decisions and you don't have to. In fact, during that time, you are allowed to relax, to let go of everything else. Nothing is asked of you but a few moments of your obedience, simple commands that are given that would allow you to feel that you're doing everything right. Sometimes this is no more than a single command. Just imagine for a moment that you're listening to this with your eyes closed, waiting for a command to obey. seconds pass. Moments melt before you, and then a single word allows you to put everything in motion simply to obey and to enjoy and bask in the simplicity of one word and stretching the time into infinity so you can enjoy every single aspect of following one command. Kneel. And you can imagine yourself however you like, however long it takes you to get into this mental position of simply following. There is a beauty in seeing you obey. There's a wonderful admiration from me when you are able to let go and simply have faith in the moments as they flow from one to the next. And there's a simple expression on your face, one of curiosity and patience in a way where there is nothing needed right now, no thoughts, no concerns. All there is simply waiting for a command. If you remember the last time that you enjoyed simply following even the one moments ago, you can allow yourself to slip into an even more obedient and submissive state and enjoy how rewarding it feels even before any praise. Just wanting to please, to follow commands for a moment, to exist inside a simple structure of following in a safe space. The beauty of obedience, of submission, is something so valuable and precious. Appreciate it and wonderfully allowed to exist. The simple truth of how you feel, of how you behave, how you please and obey, is so beautiful, so precious, and it is wonderful to see it grow and flourish in new ways all the time, sometimes with subtle, sweet, new thoughts and feelings that somehow develop over time. Even with a command as simple as kneel, there are so many subtleties that you can express. How you sit, how your eyes look or are cast down, the placement of your hands, your back, Every part of you expresses a story, and the way you do it tells another. In a way, this is an invitation for you to submit. A show of how rewarding obedience can be, how wonderfully relaxing and light it is for your mind. Isn't it much nicer to simply relax into the feeling, to accept your submission and those moments when you let go? It is absolutely beautiful and fascinating as well. There is a uniqueness in every moment and a really nice sensation of surrender, giving in to the commands, to the instructions, to the leading and guiding. Even if it's just to give you a little kick, a push, a sweet incentive to get you going. And of course, when you're being good and obedient, there is also the reward. Some may call it aftercare. Others just call it praise, or that sweet feeling of appreciation once you've done something good. Or maybe even something very difficult, something hard to do, but you did it because you wanted to obey. And of course, the appreciation, the recognition that you did and that it was difficult to do. There are subtle ways to praise you and, of course, reward you for how well you have obeyed just now, even in listening, following my words and letting them lead you through a mental path, a strange world of submission that allows your senses to surrender to the leading. And I am proud of you, impressed by your courage. There's also, of course, that wonderful moment that if you've been good, that I can give you some compliments, perhaps, or if you've been very, very good, some head scratches. Letting you kneel and placing my hand on your head and just giving you those pleasant head scratches that you've been craving. Who knows, you might be feeling them right now. Before I give you exactly what you want, though, I'd also like you to do something for me. It's not quite going back into obedience. You could say that this is also part of the aftercare. So simply repeat after me. I will repeat these words. I will repeat everything you say. As I repeat, I feel myself more comfortable. As I repeat, I feel my mind relaxing. I'm feeling happy with my obedience. I am repeating these words. As I repeat them, they become true. I did so good in obeying. I am a good submissive. I'm an obedient submissive. It feels good to obey. It feels good to repeat. Repeating becomes automatic. It feels good to speak without thinking. I repeat and it becomes true. I accept my submission. I appreciate my obedience. I am proud of my surrender. I am happy with how I obey. I accept that I like to please. I will do my best. I will accept the praise. I will accept the compliments. I am repeating without thinking. I will enjoy the aftercare. I will do my best to obey. I will accept who I am. And I will do my best to grow. Very well done. You can stop repeating now and simply let yourself sink even deeper. You did so well. It is very impressive to hear you repeat and let your mind sink even deeper into that sweet, rewarding state. The whole time you have done your very best to let the words flow through you and accept them as they are. And I know that you will absorb them in a way that only you can do. And everything is just a part of how you submit, how you obey. It is difficult to describe exactly how precious, how beautiful, how valuable it is, and of course how unique your personal surrender. The best I can do in this case is simply say that I appreciate you. I appreciate your obedience. And I am thankful for the moments you choose to submit. you would enjoy some lovely head scratches. Just allow yourself to lean forward ever so slightly. Now then, aftercare is a very sweet reward for being good and obedient, and there's many ways to do so. Many amazing things that I can do to reward you for your obedience. It can be something simple, like a hug or a moment of attention. It can be something much more elaborate, involving blankets and maybe some warm or cold drink. It can be sweet and private, like a dark room with a candle. It can be refreshing and light, like a nice walk after an intense session. It can even be taking care of some parts of your body that may have been made to suffer in a sweet way. I'm sure you can understand that spanking sometimes does require some extra aftercare. And of course, there's the many other ways, some of which would take too long to mention. But no matter what you need right now, you deserve a smile on your lips, because you did amazing. You did incredibly well. And I know you're going to obey even sometimes difficult, but that only makes it even more impressive when you do. And yes, I know sometimes you do need that little kick, but I'm glad that you listen and let the obedience flow through you, being rewarding and rewarded. Well done. Now in a moment I'm going to count up. However, you are allowed to stay in whatever comfortable space you are in. And even though I count up, if you want to, you can still remain in this floaty state. Now I will say wake at the end, and I'm sure that your body will wake up to some degree, but the emotions you can carry with for a while if you like. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. Welcome back, and well done. I wonder how I'll praise you next. Thank you.